USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Iran's president has issued a warning to America, and USA's Chris Barnes has details.
President Hassan Rouhani saying his nation has plans ready to go if President Trump does pull out of the 2015 nuclear deal that was struck between Iran and six major powers and grants sanctions relief in exchange for Iran putting the brakes on its nuclear development. While the president suggested he might pull out of the deal, his newest legal advisor Rudy Giuliani yesterday indicated in a speaking engagement that it's already been decided.
What do you think is going to happen to that agreement?
In a speech on state TV, the Iranian president says America will regret leaving the deal.
The volcanic activity in Hawaii is not expected to stop anytime soon. Volcanologist Tina Neal tells KHON.
We see no slowdown in activity. Our seismic and geodetic data coming from the region still indicate magma accumulating.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wayne Allen Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WARN to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps it shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
President Donald Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, did not rule out today on ABC's This Week that the president could plead the Fifth Amendment in special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation.
How can I ever be confident of that? When I'm facing a situation with the president and all the other lawyers are, in which every lawyer in America thinks he'd be a fool to testify.
Giuliani says if the president does testify, he wants the Hillary Clinton treatment. No under oath, only a Q&A, and they get the questions in advance. The FDA and FTC are warning that kids can get ill or even die if they mistakenly ingest e-liquids from e-cigarette products. Arizona doctor Frank Lovaccio says liquid nicotine is being sold in packages that look like candy containers.
Most of those reservoirs carry about 2 packs of cigarettes, and if it only takes 1 or 2 cigarettes to kill a child, you know, you have quite a few that can die from just that little bit of liquid.
13 companies have received warning letters from the FDA and FTC saying their products are misleadingly labeled or advertised. But manufacturers claim they have childproof packaging and strict guidelines to avoid selling to minors. This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
Senator John McCain's battle with brain cancer has kept him away from Washington since last December. Today, his son-in-law, Ben Domenech, told CBS's Face the Nation that McCain is talking, he's chatty, and he's walking around.
This is a terrible disease, and we appreciate all of the support that we've been given by a lot of different folks who've come out and met with him over the past couple of weeks. The family is very thankful for that and thankful for all the prayers.
People protesting the fatal police shooting of an unarmed man by Sacramento police in March blocked traffic in front of California's state fairgrounds yesterday, leading some drivers to confront the protesters.
I'm hostage. That's not right. And if I run somebody down like some damn crazy folks in these other southern states, then I'd be liable.
Linda Dotson was driving through the area and says she supports Black Lives Matter, but was frustrated with protesters blocking traffic. A car sped away after plowing into 5 people, killing 1 while they were standing on an Eisenhower Expressway exit ramp after a cab they were in broke down, according to the Illinois State Police. The car hit the people sometime before 4:45 this morning on the ramp just east of Holman Avenue in the 5th City neighborhood on the west side. One person was pronounced dead at the scene. The 4 others were taken to area hospitals with non-life-threatening injuries. A giraffe has killed a South African filmmaker who was on assignment at a wildlife facility northwest of Johannesburg. The Chicago Tribune reports the filmmaker was struck by the giraffe when it swung its neck and knocked him over while he was filming. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.